This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Only 344 more days till the fiscal cliff, yet most state legislators are following the out-of-sight, out-of-mind prescription. Not so the administration. The issue loomed large over Thursday's State Bond Commission meeting while the panel considered how and when to issue bonds to pay for current state construction projects.
Because of the fiscal cliff, if you put off raising all this money now and try and do it later, you're probably going to have to sell in a time when there's a lot of headlines and investors are likely to penalize you for the uncertainty.
Renee Boiscourt, Louisiana's financial advisor, urged commission members to approve issuing $341 million in capital outlay bonds as soon as possible. She further cautioned that loss of over $1 billion in state revenue when fiscal year 2019 starts next July 1st could mean foregoing both borrowing and debt repayment.
Under the assumption that there are no new revenues in 19, and the only way to make it work is you skip debt service altogether in fiscal 19.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden added,
"The reality is that if we don't choose to do something next year because of the fiscal cliff, then we're essentially shutting down the capital outlay program as we've known it in the past."
Later in the day, Governor John Bel Edwards emailed House Speaker Taylor Barra, urging him to reexamine the comprehensive tax and budget reform plans offered earlier this year and, quote, "identify what, if any, you will support. Otherwise, identify your plan to solve the looming fiscal cliff," end quote. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.